My name's Mark and I am race director today. I'm also co-event director here at Rutland Water. So yeah, it's our big 400th today. So we're hoping to have over 400 runners, which would be really, really nice. Slight delay start, but they're all off. They'll be back soon enough, hopefully. And yeah, plenty of celebrations.
And tell us why the park run is such an important event, because this is every week a free 5K for people.
Yeah, so 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, people come, they walk, they push their buggies, Nordic walking, run, and it's just a case of everybody getting out there. And some people want a particular time, some people just want to be out there, meet their friends in the community, etc. I think that's just the big important part of it all.
Yeah, Lee Mullen, and I'm from Horncastle.
You've come all the way to Rutland Water to do the 400th park run today.
It's 400, I didn't even realise. Mm. There we go. Yeah, potluck on that one, but yeah, nice morning in Stamford and a nice run to shake off the cobwebs.
Tell us about what park run means to you.
Good, yeah, all abilities, and also it's encouraging people that are just new to running or have been doing it for years, and you see all ages, and from young kids to 80-something-year-olds that we saw this morning. So, no, it's very inclusive, and yeah, there's a lot to be said for it.
Any ideas of your time today yet?
16:42, according to the watch.
Which is pretty amazing for 5K, I think.
Yeah, happy with that. I've got a race next Sunday, so it's a bit of practice for pacing for that. So, yeah, happy with that.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. Cheers.
And it's been hearing people travel far and wide for the park runs across the country at the 400th Rutland Water one today. Two runners who don't see each other normally at Norwich, but you've seen each other today, is that true?
Yeah, that's right. We generally see each other when we're out touring. We both live very close to a couple of Norwich park runs, but we rarely see each other there.
And tell us about today's event. How does this compare to other park runs for you?
Oh, this was nice and flat, very quick and enjoyable. Not as sunny as I hoped, but I can't do much about that, I guess.
No, indeed. And yours was the first buggy back.
Yeah, and my little girl, she's 2 years old. She absolutely loves parkrun. She's completely hooked. So every Saturday, we're up and about somewhere or other, pushing the buggy around. This was a particularly good one for a buggy. Nice, flat, hard surface. Felt very fast, so we had a great time. A bit of mud flying around, which just adds to the fun, and we'll give her a wipe down later.
So we've got some special anniversaries here at the 400th Rutland Water Park Run. Now, Joe actually started with the Mindspace Running Club on a Friday morning.
He started with a little club that was run by Stamford Striders, and we're doing the Couch to 5K. Mm. That was probably about a year ago. And then he progressed onto their one where you've run 5K and you have a go bash at running 10K. And then he's always done park run since then, which has been brilliant. But because of Joe's additional needs, we're very reliant on people that can run with him. And over the year, we found a fantastic source of support from the park runners and people around Stamford. And yeah, he's just progressed. So today is his 50th park run.
And Nikki, you run with Joe.
Yeah, I run with Joe. I've been running for a lot of years, but I've known Joe since he was 4 years old and supported him all the way, really, on and off through his sort of growing up life. And yeah, it's amazing that he took up running, which is my love. And I've supported him with his running, with a lot of other people. There's a big crew of us who all support him. And he's just done amazing. 50th park run, 20 years of age. Yeah, we're really proud of him.
My name's Katie. I started park running in 2017. And I'm a run director at both Market Harbour Park Run and the Plans Park Run. We decided to come here because it was a 400th, and yeah, I've just got my fastest time for a long time, so I'm quite happy.
And you were actually the 400th to pass across the finish line,
I
so
was.
It's quite momentous, really.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. In fact, I'm just about to go and take a photo with some 400 balloons.
So you should, well done.
Thank you.
What do you think parkrun actually does for so many people?
Oh, it's amazing for communities. The people that I've met through parkrun I'd never have met in any other sort of walk of life. So it just brings people together that would otherwise not know each other. You know, and people's fitness and mental health, it just does so much good for everybody.